welcome to Tuned to Yesterday, broadcasting programs from the golden age of radio. I'm your host, Mark LeVonier. Coming up in this hour of Broadway, we hear an adaptation of the play that inspired the characters known as the Dead End Kids with the play called Dead End. It first opened at the Belasco Theater in New York in October of 1935 and ran for 687 performances. The Theater Guild on the Air brings us an adaptation first heard on ABC on February 24th, 1946.
The Theater Guild on the Air. United States Steel presents the Theater Guild, one of America's foremost theatrical producers, bringing into your home every Sunday evening from the stage of the Vanderbilt Theater in New York the most famous plays of Broadway. Tonight we bring you Sidney Kingsley's exciting melodrama, Dead End, starring Richard Conte as Gimpy, Alan Baxter as Babyface, and Joan Tetzel as Drina, and featuring Anne Burr, Anne Commers, Agnes Young, and Danny Leone. And here is Lawrence Langner, co-director with Teresa Helburn of the Theater Guild, to introduce the play. Mr. Langner.
Ladies and gentlemen, good evening. Our play tonight is an exciting melodrama which ran in New York for nearly 2 years and produced that talented group of youngsters, the Dead End Kids. I think our play will interest you not only because it's packed with tense dramatic situations and humorous incidents, but also because it's a challenge to all of us who have the future of young America at heart. Our hero tonight is the idealistic young architect, Gimpy, played by Richard Conte. And our villain is the gangster, Babyface Martin, played by Alan Baxter. And now the curtain rises on Sidney Kingsley's melodrama, Dead End.
The dead end of a New York street which runs into an old abandoned wharf on the East River. If you listen, you can hear the tugboats chug and the ferryboats whistle. As so often happens in this great metropolis, rich and poor live side by side. To the left of the dead end towers the white magnificence of the East River Terrace, New York's finest apartment house. It has now grown a little mellow with age, a little grimed with city soot. The iron gate to its garden still opens in the rear to the dead-end street. A few yards beyond the gate stands a diner, called, as usual, the Coffee Pot. Across the street, where once stood a row of tenements and abandoned old houses, the ground is now cleared. Before this clearing, a crowd is gathered. A band is playing. On a platform draped with bunting, a speaker is talking. It's a big day for the dead-end neighbors, rich and poor alike. They're waiting for someone. The speaker, sensing this, says,
"And so, I give you your neighbor and friend, the dreamer, whose vision has made this project possible. I give you Peter Quinn."
"I'd rather you call me Gimpy. That's the name you've known me by, you people among whom I've lived most of my life, with whom I've shared my joys and sorrows. This is a day of joy for my wife and me. For today on this spot, the dream we both nourished for so many years is about to come true. Who among you does not remember when this place was a slum so hideous that it twisted the souls of the boys who once played in that dead-end street? Do you remember those boys? Some of them stand among you now, grown men. Some of them wear uniforms. But back in 1933, at the height of a Great Depression, when the banks were shut and men sold apples on street corners, I sat in the sun on a wharf because I had no office. As I worked on the drawing board on my lap, I would watch those boys dive into the scummy river and listen to their tough tenement talk.
That's a wood of tummy cold.
That's a nut. Look out, I'm coming out. Hey, you threw your shoe shining, Angel?
Yeah, I didn't get no customers all morning. Boy, am I going to make a hole in that water. Watch out below!
Ah, that dive stinks. Watch me, I'm going to do the backjack. Hey, TB, watch me.
Ew! How was that?
That's sick, you dive like a floozy. What the hole in your nose for?
I'm coming out and knocking you off.
Oh, yeah?
Lay off it, TB, hear me spit? Think on a kid who can fight back. TB's got a cough. Yeah. If you want to know who's the leader of this gang, just start them. Just start them.
Shut up, Tommy. Everybody knows you're leader of the gang.
Hiya, Gimpy.
Hey, Gimpy, you got a butt?
No. You used to be a nice kid, Tommy. What's happened to you? Your sister's worried about you, too.
Trina, she's trying to make a sissy out of me. Besides, don't let her kid you, Gimpy. When she comes down here, it ain't me she's looking for. She wants to see you.
Me? You're crazy.
She's got a mash on you. I can tell.
Ah, you're full of hot air, Tommy.
Hey, what's his drawing, Gimpy?
Houses.
Gee. Hey, Sid, looky here. Gee, Gimpy's drawing houses.
I'm coming.
Tommy, I don't understand. What's the good houses on paper?
You've got to draw them on paper before you can build them.
Ah, go on. He puts them on paper because he's got a gimp in his leg and can't build them.
Tommy, look at what's coming out of the fancy joint.
Yeah, that's that special little kid, Wee-Wee. Hey, what are they using the back door for?
They fixing a street in front of that house. Gas main broke or something, you know. It's an air drill.
Oh, man, where is our chauffeur?
He's on the corner with the cab driver, Master Phillips. Shall I get him?
Your father wants him. Hurry up.
Hey, kid. Hey, Wee-Wee. What are you, boy or girl?
He's a girl, can't you see?
Oh, I'm a man.
A man. And I can name all the presidents of the United States. That's more than you can do.
Oh, yeah, Tommy could. I bet your dollar Tommy could.
Put up your dollar. Here's mine.
Gee, a whole life dollar. Go on, Tommy. Show him. Show him, Tommy.
Washington, Adams, Jefferson. Now, let's see your Tommy. Name the next three. Madison. Let me see. Harrison.
Ha, wrong.
Well, who cares anyway, you little sissy? I'll spit in your eye and drown you. Hey, what's that junk you got in your mouth like a horse?
Oh, it's a brace to make my teeth straight.
What? Why, I could do that with one wallop.
You try and you'll be arrested.
Liquid's gonna arrest me, fellas.
Did you ever hear of Judge Griswold? He is my uncle.
Oh, yeah? You ever hear of Judge Pikins? He sent me to reform school. Hey, Tommy, what do you say we give him the word?
Okay, let's mobilize.
Go on, beat it.
I'll call the police. Come inside, Master Phillips. The chauffeur says he...
Wait till I get you, Pikey. I'm going to fix your wagon. Hey, guys, we got to get that kid away from there. Did you see that dollar?
Yeah.
Well, we got to get him.
Yeah, that's my uncle. That's my great.
Shut up, Smith. Quit howling and think of how we're going to get some dough.
Gee, if we had a nickel, we could all go to Schulte's, and while I was buying a chocolate bar, you guys could steal something.
Hey, look at them guys coming down the street. Maybe they'll buy a shine for you, Angel. They got dough, I bet.
Yeah. Boy, look at them clothes. Flashy, huh?
Go on, Angel. Get the lead out of your pants.
Hey, yeah. Hey, mister. You want to shine?
Go on, beat it.
You the other guy. You want to shine, don't you? Come on.
What's the matter, you cockeyed? Can't you see we got one?
Hey, wait a minute, Runt. Want to run the errand for me?
Sure, where?
Right up the block. Number 418. Mrs. Martin, fourth floor. Tell her a friend of hers wants to see her here.
Okay, 418, fourth floor, Mrs. Moore.
Come on, fellas, let's go swimming. Last one, the rotten egg.
Let's go back to St. Louis, boss. It ain't safe here.
What's the matter, you afraid? I told you what I came here for. I want to see my mother, Francie. Besides, I like this old wharf. Reminds me of when I was a kid. You go to that old tailor shop I told you about in the corner. That's the old man where Francie is. Go on, stop bellyaching. I'll wait here for you.
Excuse me. Don't I know you from somewhere?
No.
I could have sworn I...
He said no, didn't he? Now go on, beat it.
I got it. Martin, Babyface Martin.
I ain't Martin, you louse.
Don't you recognize me, Marty?
Okay, you asked for it and you get it.
Put that gun away. Marty, I'm Gimpy. Don't you remember Gimpy?
Shut up. My name's Johnson. Get it? Johnson.
We were kids here. I was one of your gang. You don't have to worry about me.
Oh, yeah. Who was that funny little lame kid used to mind my clothes when I went swimming? And you keep your lip buttoned up.
I always used to, didn't I?
Listen, boss, you can't trust nobody.
He ain't nothing to worry about. Go where I told you. Beat it.
Okay. It's your funeral as well as mine.
Hey, Marty, what did it do to your face?
Operation. Plastic, they call it. Guess you read about me, huh?
You're the headliner these days.
Now you're talking. Hey, there's something new over there, ain't it?
East River Terrace, one of the swellest apartment houses in town.
You have to have blue blood and $1 million to live in there. This iron gate leads to the garden. You can see the private dock for yachts over there.
Well, what do you know? Flossie, huh? Say, what's your racket, Gimpy?
I'm an architect.
What's that?
I design houses.
You don't say. Little Gimpy, and look at him. An architect. Well, I always knew you'd come through. Not like these other slobs. You must be in a big dough, huh?
9 out of 10 architects are out of work. There's a depression on, remember?
So what's the good being an architect?
Don't ask me. Strictly speaking, I'm not even an architect. Before you're an architect, you've got to build a house. Before anybody lets you build them a house, you've got to be an architect.
And for that, you had to go to high school?
College, too. 6 years. Say, Marty, how smart is it for you to come back here?
I ain't here. I'm out west. Read the papers. You want to know something? I ain't seen my old lady in 7 years. One reason why I come back. Boy, 7 years. Since the day I come out of reform school.
You've sure gone a long way since. I never could quite believe it was you, Marty. To kill 8 men.
Hey, what you trying to do? Tell me off, you punk.
You know better than that.
I'm not so sure. Maybe you'd like that reward that's up for me. 4,200 bucks is pretty big dough for a jerk like you.
You can trust me, Marty.
Couldn't quite believe it was you. What'd you think I was going to do? Hang around this dump for Santa Claus to take care of me? Look at you. 6 years you went to college, and what do you got? I ain't like you punks freezing and starving. For what, peanuts? Yeah, I got mine, but I took it.
Aren't you ever scared?
Me? What of? You can't live forever. Sure, there's times when I get the jumps. Times when I get a terrific yen to stay put in. Hey, you remember that kid, Francie? She was my girl when we was kids.
Oh, yeah, I remember.
You don't make no more like her. Gee, I got a terrific yen to see that kid again.
All I'm asking is a dime, mister.
I told you not in store. Now go on, feed it.
Ah, you cheapskate. You'd give me a dime anyhow. I went there for you, didn't I?
You get her address, hunk?
Your mother ain't home. The kid said her door was locked.
Nah, Francie. What about her?
The old geezer in the tailor shop said he didn't know. But he'd give me an address of some Anaheim. She might know.
Oh, go and get it. Go on, hurry up. Grab a cab.
Where'll you be?
In the coffee pot in the corner. Make it snappy. Remember what I told you, Gimpy? Keep your lip buttoned up.
Pikers! You cheap pikers!
Shut up, Angel. And stay away from those guys, you hear?
Ah, what for?
Because they're not going to do you any good. Keep away from them, that's all.
Hey, don't. Nah, they're a couple of cheapskates. Hey, guys, he's that new kid that moved in on a block.
Where, Angel? I don't see him.
Hey, he's coming down the street. Come on, hurry up. You better get out of water.
Wow, it's cold. My TB is coming back. Ah, you and your TB.
Shut up, sis. Hey, you new kid. Come here. Come on. Don't be so slow. What's your name?
Freddie. Freddie Miller.
Want to belong to our gang?
Yeah, sure.
Got any dough? You got to be initiated.
I got 3 cents.
Give me it. That's all you got?
Thank you.
You don't have to. I'll tell you my pocket's out for you. Look, there ain't no more.
Listen, you. If you want to belong to this gang, you got to get a quarter, see?
Where am I going to get a quarter from?
You can snatch it from your old lady, can't you?
Well, that's a cinder steal.
Ah, you sissy. Come on, gang. God, this dope spit.
Hey, you. Hey, give me back my 3 cents. I don't want to hang out with you.
Scram, punk, scram.
Hey, give me back my 3 cents.
Let's mobilize them, Tommy. What do you say?
Okay. Hey, you kid. You want your money back? Well, come and get it.
Grab him, Tommy. Grab him.
I get him.
On the ground.
On the
ground.
Grab him. Grab him. Rub it in. Tommy. Tommy. Let him have a fluffy one. Let go, I say. All right, kids, you can get up now.
I'll scram. Will you, Trina?
Wait till I get you home, Tommy. I'll scram you.
I get out of here, I'll bust you one.
That's fine talk, Tommy. Bust you one. What are you scratching your head for, you buggy? Come on home. I'm going to wash your hair in kerosene. What are you crying about? They hurt you or something?
I took my 3 cents.
Tommy, did you take this boy's 3 cents?
I did not.
Well, who did? Who's got that money?
Not me.
Don't look at me.
Sis, give him back his 3 cents.
Oh, so you're the one, sis. Might have known it. Come on, fork over.
Try and make me a floozy.
Oh, well, crack you, you talk like that.
I'll suck your right.
Don't you hit your louse, that's my sister. Give her that dough. Go on.
Here.
Here's your money, kid. And you around here, aren't you? You look like a nice boy. Stay away from these bums. They're no good.
Come on. Let's go swimming.
Last one is the rotten egg.
Tommy! Tommy, come out of that water! You can't run around with a head full of livestock!
Come on. I'm good and ready. Quit bothering me.
Oh, doggone you, Tommy.
You've got a tough job on your hands, Gina.
Hello, Gimpy. What are you going to do with a kid like that?
As long as you live around here, I don't know.
Oh, it's not that he's dumb, either. Teacher says he's one of the smartest you've got, but he plays hooky all the time.
This neighborhood is no good for kids.
It's different when Mom was alive. She could handle him. Between the two of us, we used to make enough money to live in a decent street. Oh, boy, the minute I start working full-time again, I'm going to move out of here so fast.
Me too, Drina.
You drawn again, Pete? Can I see it?
If you want to. It's a new idea in community housing.
Huh? Yeah, I like all that open space around the buildings. Trees and grass and everything. Yeah. Those sure are pretty houses, Pete.
What's the good? Is anybody going to build them?
What's the matter with you? Why don't you build them?
With what?
Well, supposing you had to wait 5 years, maybe 10 years. If you believed in them, they'd be worth fighting for, wouldn't they?
I believe in them, all right.
You know what, Pete? You need the right woman beside you.
Like who, for instance?
I don't know. Bet there's plenty that'd be willing.
What good would she be, the right woman beside me?
For one thing, she'd... Well, she'd see that you'd fight.
You think so, Drina?
Yeah, I know it.
As a matter of fact, Drina, I've got some pretty big plans. Someday I want to tear this block of tenements down and put up my houses instead. You see, I figure that the neighborhood a kid grows up in has a big effect on the kind of life he leads. I've seen this neighborhood do terrible things to kids. Babyface Martin lived around here once. A little wild, but a good kid. This place made a murderer out of him. Yeah, when we were in school, they used to teach us that evolution made men out of animals. They forgot to tell us that they can also make animals out of men.
Gee, Pete. I like to hear you talk. Hey, Tommy, come here a minute.
What for?
I want you to hear this.
Hear what?
All about evolution.
Evolution?
What's that?
Well, it's like this, Tommy. 1,000,000,000 years ago, we were all worms in the mud. And evolution made us men.
And women, too.
I wasn't even born 1,000,000,000 years ago.
No, but your great-great-great-great-great-grandfather was. And evolution turned him from an animal into a man.
That's nice. It's like God.
It is God. Once it made dinosaurs. Animals as big as that house.
As big as that? Wow.
Then it didn't like its work, so it wiped them out.
Boy, I'd like to see one of them babies.
Once evolution gave snakes feet to walk on. Then it took them away. Evolution says, now, man, I made you walk straight. I gave you reason. I gave you dignity. I planted a God in your heart. Now, let's see what you're going to do with them. And if you can't do anything with them, I'll take them away and men will crawl on their bellies like snakes. Or die off altogether like dinosaurs.
Hey, Gimpy, there's a girlfriend coming out of that gate.
Hello, Pete.
All okay. You know Drina McGrath.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, you live in that joint?
Tommy, mind your own business.
Yes, I do live in that joint. What are you, a millionaire?
No.
Then what are you doing coming from there for?
Tommy, stop being so nosy.
Will you beat it, kid? Scram. Get out of here.
Yeah, and head for home. I'm going to wash that mop of yours.
Hey, Gimpy. That evolution guy, did he make bugs, too?
Yeah.
You hear that, Drina? God makes bugs and you want to kill him. Is that nice, Salon?
He's very logical.
Yeah. That part's all right. But he's lousy, too, and that part isn't. I don't know what to do with that boy. Where I just unlocked.
Oh, Pete. Last night I was talking to Jack's friends. I thought they might find some work for you. This man gave me his card. He said you might come up and speak to him.
Oh, G.K., thanks. Del Block. He's a good architect. You want to know something funny? Last night I was going around the house like a chicken with his head chopped off, and Mom asked me why, so I told her.
Told her what?
About you. How we'd got to talking here and meeting every day and what great friends we've become. Kay, I told her that I worship you.
You didn't.
Well, I do. Do you mind?
Mind? Oh, you fool. Did you tell her all about me? About me and Jack, I mean?
Yes. She said you sounded like a very real person.
Oh, I'd like to meet her sometime. Why not now?
I'm afraid she's out for the afternoon, but maybe I can get her to come down here day after tomorrow.
I may be leaving tomorrow.
Tomorrow?
Jack's taking a little party on a fishing trip. He invited me to go along.
How long will you be gone?
About 3 months.
That's a long time.
Yes.
Why the back way? What's happening in front?
Oh, I'll tell you, Mr. Hilton.
Hello, Jack.
Kay, what are you doing out here?
Oh, I just came out. This is Mr. Quinn, Jack, Mr. Hilton. Peter's a fine architect. You ought to see his design.
How do you do? Oh, what a day I've had, Kay, arranging things at the office. But everything's all set now. The boat's in shape. We're ready to shove off, Kay.
Hey, Gimpy, watch me do a back check. You too, Gimpy's girlfriend. Watch my back check.
Hey, what's going on here?
Nothing.
Come on, let's go in.
I have a headache. I want to stay out a few minutes.
But we've a million things to do. Come in and take an aspirin.
Well, you go ahead. I'll be right along.
I'd like to know what the big attraction is out here.
Oh, please don't make a fuss.
Well, then stop acting like a prima donna. I've been tearing around all day like a madman. And here I come home and find you behaving like a...
Jack!
stay there.
Is that the guy?
Yes. He's not really as bad as that. He's just so darn jealous.
But to anybody else, all right. But you, we can't treat you like that.
He really loves me. He wants me to marry him. Pete, I've known what it means to scrimp and worry and never be sure from one minute to the next. I've had enough of that. Let's get away from here. Couldn't we go to your place?
Oh, no, we couldn't. You wouldn't like it, Kay. I lied to you before. My mother's home all right. But the truth is, I'm ashamed to let you see the place. It's a dump. A dump, I tell you. Now you know.
Pete, that's silly. Come on. We'll go there now.
Hey, I'm coming out. Gene will hold the hell on the head off.
You coming, guys?
Sure. I'm coming.
Wait for me.
Hey, you, Tommy.
What? Ah, it's the new kid. So you come back, huh? What do you want?
Snitched a quarter for you.
Okay, Freddy. Okay, give it here. Now you're in a gang, see? Hey, listen, you guys. Anybody gets funny with Freddy gets funny with me, see?
All right, gee, thanks, Tommy.
See? He learns fast. Hey, remember the first time I moved around here? I was wearing white socks and I wouldn't curse or snitch or none, so you all thought I was a sissy. Yeah, I had to beat the pants off your foot before you let me in the gang.
There they are, Daddy. Those are the boys
who
wanted to hit me.
Yeah, shut up, you tub of lies.
You touch them again and I'll break your neck.
Ah, next to you, boy.
Next time, Philip, you hit them back. I'm going to buy you a set of gloves and teach you how to box.
Will you, Daddy? Oh, that will be such fun.
Come here, guys. I got a scheme how we can get that kid.
Yeah.
How? First we get him in a hallway.
What hallway?
That empty house across the street.
Oh. And then?
Hey, you kids. Seen that other guy I was with? Short one named Hunk?
Nah, he ain't been around.
Hey, you. Who's the leader of this gang?
Me. Hey, what about it, you runt? Want to make something out of it?
The Second Avenue gang sent me over here. They want to know if you guys want to fight their gang.
Sure. Okay, fellas. Hey, you want to fight the Second Avenue gang?
Yeah. Okay, they said on their block, Saturday.
Okay. Saturday, fellas?
Yeah, right. Saturday.
4 o'clock?
Four o'clock.
Okay. We'll be up there Saturday, 4 o'clock. And, boy, you tell them we'll kick the stuffing out of them.
Yeah, you stink on us.
Yeah, you too. Hey, listen. Tell them no bottles of rocks, you hear? Just sticks and bare knucks. Flat sticks, no bats.
Sure, and they're gonna kick their pants off you.
Oh, yeah? Now get out of here before I bust you one scram.
Ah, next to you.
I bet you kids are gonna lose that fight.
Who said so?
I do. Because you don't know how to fight a gang. If you listen to me, I could give you some pointers.
Let's hear your pointers.
Well, first thing is to get over there earlier than you said, see?
Hiya, Kimpy.
Hello,
Johnson. You get there earlier, they won't be ready for you, see? And I tell you what you want to do. Three or four of you gang up on a guy. And one of you can get behind him and slug him with a stocking full of sand. And if they're licking you, pull a knife on him.
Gee, that ain't fair. We made up no knife.
Say, what are you trying to tell these kids?
Shut your trap. Listen, kids, there ain't no fair and there ain't no square. It's winner take all. It's easier to lick a guy by pulling a knife.
Tommy, don't listen to that stuff. You'll get in trouble.
Listen, Gimp, are you looking for a suck and a puss?
No, but I'm not going to have these kids.
You're not going to what? Better hold your lip. The medic, kid. Ain't you got a knife?
Angel's got a knife. He can loan it to me.
Nothing still on you. Give it back.
Give Tommy that knife or I'll crack you one.
Hey, look, I just give Tommy a quarter. Why don't you sell him that knife, Angel? What do you say?
All right. Hey, let's see the quarter first.
Yeah.
All right. Here's the knife.
Look, Tommy, you don't know what you're doing. Give me that knife. Give it to me.
Leave him alone. Get out of here, you monkey. Go on, get.
You think I'm going to stand here and watch you make criminals out of these kids? Tommy, I want that.
Maybe you'll learn to keep your trap shut. I don't like guys that talk out of turn. Beat it.
All right. All right, Johnson.
Remember what I told you, kid? Pull a knife on him. He'll squeal and run away every time.
TV?
Sure. I stop him and I ask him something.
What are you going to ask him?
Gee, I don't know.
Ask him about his watch.
Oh, yeah.
No, he's showing it off. Now, spit. When we get inside the empty house, you hold the door. Angel, you and me will stand on the sides and grab him. Got it straight?
Got it.
Okay.
All right. Now, when I give the word, you scatter. Hey, I guess I'll be running after First Avenue, fellas. And you guys come along?
No, I gotta go home.
Yeah, me too. Well, so long, Tommy.
Hey, wait. What time is it?
Half past four.
Oh, thanks. Gee, that's a nice watch you got there. What kind is it?
Oh, it's called a chronograph. You want to see it?
Boy, that's almost as nice as an Ingersoll. Want to hear something? That's a TB cough. I got TB.
I bet you never knew a kid with TB before.
Hey, fellas, come on this empty house. I got something to show you.
What is it?
I'm coming.
Ain't you coming, TB?
Oh, sure. You want to come, Wee-Wee? Hey, Tommy, can I bring Wee-Wee?
Nah, he can't come. This is only for the gang.
Why not? He's a good kid. Come on along, Wee-Wee. I'll make him let you in.
Don't bring that sissy over here, I tell you.
Too bad they won't let you see it, Wee-Wee. Boy, it's something great, great. You never seen anything like that.
Oh, I don't care. My brother and I are driving to the country.
Hey, fellas, let him come and see you, will you? He's okay. Open the doors, Tommy.
Well, all right. I guess we can let him in, huh, fellas?
I don't know.
All right, let him in.
Well, you coming, Wee-Wee?
I'm expecting my father in the show.
All right, it's your loss. Close that door, Tommy.
Hey, wait. Hey, open the door. I'm coming in. Open the door.
Now you're talking, kid.
Hey, let me go.
Well, you're coming in, or ain't you?
Hello, Mom. Still washing clothes, huh? It's me, Mom. I had my face fixed.
No good tramp. What are you doing here?
Ain't you glad to see me, Mom?
That's how glad I am.
Well, that's a great hello. Slapping me in the face with a wet wash.
Dog. Stinking yellow dog.
Mom, what kind of talk is that?
Don't call me Mom. You ain't no son of mine. What do you want from me now?
Nothing. I just wanted to see you, that's all.
And get out of here before I crack your face again. Get out of here.
Why, you old tramp, I killed a guy for looking at me the way you are.
Yeah. You're a killer, all right. You're a murderer, sure. Ain't I got troubles enough with the cops and the newspapers bothering me? Just leave me alone, will you? You never brought nothing but trouble. Just go away and die. But leave me alone.
You need any dough, Mom?
Keep your blood money.
You're gonna rat on me? Gonna tell the cops?
No. They'll get you soon enough.
Not me. Not baby-faced Martin.
Baby.
I remember when you was a baby. I should have smothered you in your crib. Murderer. Murderer. Now get out of here. Go on, get. Just leave me alone. Leave me
alone. Wharf at the dead end of a New York waterfront street, Peter Quinn, an unemployed architect, watches with troubled eyes the life of this neighborhood where squalid slum and swank apartment house stand face to face. His particular concern is focused on young Tommy McGrath, whose leadership over the tough dead-end kids makes him an apt pupil for the vicious teachings of gangster Babyface Martin. But now, in the corner diner, Quinn sits with Kay, the girl from the swank apartment.
Two more coffees, Joe. Here. You know what I did this morning, Kay? I went around to see Del Block about that job.
What happened?
Well, we had a nice chat. He showed me some of his work. Good stuff. Then he asked me if I knew where he could find a job. Can you picture that? In the year 1933, a guy who built some of the finest skyscrapers in New York asking me where to find a job. No wonder they're singing, Brother, Can You Spare a Dime?
Gee, this neighborhood's getting you down. Not good for a man as sensitive as you. Can't you move away?
Where? How?
Oh, I wish I could help you.
You do help me, Kay. You'll never know how much. Kay, I know this is crazy, but if I could find a job or something, will you marry me?
But I want you to know that I love you, Pete. At least as much as I'll let myself love anybody. But I'm going away with Jack tonight, because if I stay, you and I will only end by making each other miserable.
We better call it quits now, Pete.
You don't have to go with him, Kay. Nobody can make you.
Don't, Pete. I know I'm right. I've got to pack my things now.
Don't go with him, Kay. I love you. I'll do anything to make you stay. Isn't there some way, something?
What could we do, Pete? It's hopeless. Will I see you on the wharf tonight before I leave?
I don't know. Kay, listen to
Here's
me.
Here's the gate. Goodbye, Pete.
Kay.
Try to come tonight, will you, Pete?
Hey, Gimpy. That's some pretty fancy-looking skirt you got there. High class, huh? You having fun with her? Well, for crying out loud, what's the matter? Can't you talk?
Cut it out, Martin.
Listen, you jerk, why don't you get wise to yourself? Those dames is easy.
I said cut it out.
Look what wants to fight with me. Crooked like Gimpy.
Years ago, I think you were something. But you're rotten, see? When I think of what you taught those kids yesterday, I want to see you wiped out.
Why, you lousy... Now, maybe you'll shut up.
That's all you can do is reach for your gun, isn't it? Well, why don't you shoot? That would bring the cops running. All right. It would bring them right to you, wouldn't it?
You better watch your step, Gimpy. You'll wind up with a gimp in your neck as well as your leg.
I'm not afraid of you, Martin. I'm not afraid of you or that gun anymore. It's you, Babyface, who'd better watch out.
Philip, now stop crying and tell Daddy what happened.
They beat me with a stick and took my watch away.
I swear I'll send that whole gang to jail. Would you know them if you saw them, son?
Yes, Daddy.
Well, is that water cold? My teeth is knocking, Tommy.
Yeah, your lips are blue.
I better get dressed before I start coughing
there
again.
There they are coming out of the river. That Tommy, he's the leader.
Oh, you little thief. You're going to get what's coming to you.
Hey, you. Let go of me, will you? What's the big idea?
What makes you think you can beat this boy and get away with it?
He's the one that took my watch, Daddy.
I did not, you fat little jerk.
Give me that watch or I'll break your neck.
You got it. Let me go,
Dorman,
will you?
Dorman, call an officer. I'm going to have this thief arrested. Get the police, Dorman.
Oh, mister, don't turn me over to the cops, will you? Hey, you jerk, you're breaking my arm. Hey, fellas. Hey, fellas, help me. Gimpy, help me, will you?
Hey, listen, you're hurting that kid. Let him go.
Hurt him or I'll kill him.
Hey, mister, you're joking me. Look out, I got a knife.
Tommy, drop that knife.
Oh, damn you, mister. Let me go. I'll stab you.
Oh.
Daddy, you got away. Oh, Daddy, your hand is bleeding.
What's the matter, Mr. Griswold?
Catch that boy. Oh, go on. Run after him. He stabbed me.
Yes, sir. Are you hurt? Can I help?
This is a little late for that now. Give me your handkerchief, Philip.
Here, Daddy.
What's wrong here?
I've been stabbed in the hand, officer, by one of these young hoodlums out here. I want that boy arrested.
Sure. Do you know who he was?
Oh, how would I know who he was? I feel sick. I'm going in and call a doctor. But I want that boy caught and arrested, you understand? Come on, Philip.
I'll do the best I can. Say, who does that guy think he is, anyhow?
Haven't you heard, officer? That's the great Charles Griswold. He's Judge Griswold's brother.
Oh, well, that's different. You know any of those kids he was talking about?
Me? No. Hello, Drina.
Say, Peter, do
you... Sorry, I can't help you, officer. It might be any one of a million kids in this neighborhood. Maybe you'd better forget it.
Not if he's Judge Griswold's brother. I'll ask around inside.
Drina, tell Tommy to keep away from here for a while.
Why? What's he done?
Just tell him to keep away.
Gosh, I don't know what to do with that boy. Pete, can I ask you something?
What is it, Drina?
There's a fella I know who's asking me to marry him. I've been wondering if maybe I ought to, for Tommy's sake. He's got money. What do you think?
He's got money, sure. Why not?
That doesn't sound like you.
No? How do you know what's going on inside of me?
Don't you think I know how it feels to be in love? Want somebody you can't get?
Hey, you're a smart girl. You're pretty, too.
Don't give me any of that, Taffy. You don't even know I'm alive. I hate to see you butting your head against a stone wall.
What are you talking about?
You know. Sure, she's beautiful. Pete, she's not for you.
Well, I got something to work on anyway. They heard the other kids call him Tommy. Hey, girl, you know a kid named Tommy something?
No, I don't. What'd he do?
Pulled a knife on some high muckamuck in there.
Was the man hurt?
No, just a cut in the hand. But boy, is he burned up. Not that I blame him. Can you picture a kid like that pulling a knife? Where do they learn that stuff?
Yeah, where do they learn it? Right here in this street. That's where they learn it. I gotta go home. So long, Pete.
Yeah, in this neighborhood, they learn everything. Say, officer, tell me something. Supposing a guy knew where Babyface Martin was.
He'd be lucky. There's a reward for that, Cookie. $4,200.
I wasn't thinking about the reward. What I wanted to know was, how could a guy go about reporting him?
Phone the Department of Justice. They'd be down here in a minute. Hey, wait a minute. Do you know where Babyface Martin is?
Colorado, the newspapers say.
Yeah? Well, I guess I better start hunting this Tommy Squirt. But I'm telling you, Mac, whoever turns Babyface Martin in is taking an awful chance. He's a killer.
This must be the joint, Chief.
Yeah.
722. That's the number that Anna Francie gave me. She said it was under the elevator.
Gee, what a dump.
It's wasting a dump, if you ask me.
Shut up. Keep a lookout while I go inside.
Hey, what's the idea of keeping ringing that bell? You going to a fire or something?
Francie. Gee, what's come over you, Francie? You look...
How do you know my name? Who are you? Oh, for the love of Mike. It's Marty. He's done something to your face.
Yeah, plastic, they call it.
Gee. Yeah, I'm glad to see you, Marty. Come on inside. Here, this way. This is my room.
Hey, what kind of joint is this?
The house. I live here, that's all.
Francie. Gee, I've been wanting to see you, Francie.
No. No, don't kiss me, Marty.
What's the matter? Ain't it good enough for you?
It ain't that. It's me. I ain't feeling good, so I don't want you to kiss me. That's why.
I ain't never forgot the way you kiss.
I ain't neither. Oh, go on. You with all your fancy dames. I read about you in the newspapers. Where do I come over?
They ain't got nothing, them dames. No guts, no fire. But you... You've been in my blood, Francie, ever since we was kids.
You've been in mine. You want to know?
Remember the nights we used to sit down there in a wharf?
Yeah, I remember. The sky used to be full of stars, and I was full of dreamy ideas. I was 14 then, going on 15.
Come here. Come to me.
Only don't kiss me.
Come closer.
Oh, Marty. Gee, what a couple of crazy kids we was then. Gonna get married, we was. I bought a ring at the Five and Dime.
Yeah, only we didn't have money for the license. Gee, seems like yesterday.
Yesterday? Seems like a million years. Marty, listen. You gotta go away and hide. I don't want them to get you.
What's the difference where I go? They got the finger on me. But I tell you what... I'll scram out of here if you come with me.
Oh, what do you want with me? I wouldn't be no good for you.
I know what I want.
Yeah, this is a pipe dream I'm having. I'm Minnie the Moocher kicking a gong around.
Listen, I got the dough now, kid. We can do it.
But I'm sick, Marty. Don't you understand? I'm sick.
What's the matter with you? If I got the dough, couldn't a doctor fix you up?
It's too late now. I can't go with you. Can't you tell by looking at me? Ain't you got no sense? Now, stop asking me.
Why don't you get a job?
They don't grow on trees.
Why don't you start first?
Why didn't you?
What a sucker I am. Twice in one day. First my mother and then you. Shouldn't have come back. Here's $20. Buy yourself something.
Oh, baby, that's some roll you got. You could choke a horse on that. Couldn't you spare me another 20?
Hey, what do you call this? For 2 bits, I'll knock you...
All right, Marty. Will you do me a favor? For old time's sake.
What?
Will you kiss me? Here, on a cheek. Please, just once. Thanks, Mom. Goodbye.
Hanging around this bike for, Marty. Too many people know you're here. Let's go back to St. Louis. What do you say?
I'm thinking. You know, Hunk, there's a pile of tin in that flossy apartment house.
So what?
Maybe we can pull a snatch, kidnap one of these rich kids. There's one called Wee Wee.
We're too hot.
What's the matter? You scared? Stop your yammering. Find out about the mugs in that joint. Especially that Griswold guy. We gotta move fast.
Okay, you're the boss.
Make it snappy. I'll be waiting here.
Hello, babyface.
What do you mean, yelling my name out like that?
Get your hands up, Martin. The Department of Justice wants you.
I ain't, Martin. My name's Johnson. Want to see my driver's license?
Keep your hands out of that pocket.
Guess that'll hold you a while, Flatfoot. As for you, you guilty rat.
That got him all right. Where did he hit you, Detective?
In the side.
Are you hurt bad, Bob? Can you sit up?
I should have. Plugged him right away, Jerry. You don't give a snake like that a break.
Anyway, we got Babyface Martin, Bob. The department will cite you for this.
Hey, look at Spit. The G-Man's here.
What's going on here? Who shoot?
Boy, they sure may chop me out of this guy.
All right, officer. Department of Justice. We had a machine gun set up on the terrace.
Hey, that's the guy whose shoes I shine.
You better get this man to a hospital, officer.
Bring it up, you kids. This ain't no sucker.
Hey, officer,
grab that boy. He's one of the gang that stabbed Mr. Griswold.
Where? This one?
He's a Spit. Let go of the cop.
Oh, no, you don't. Stand still, or slug you one.
Oh, let me go. I didn't do nothing.
Oh, no? You just beat up a boy and stabbed his father, didn't you?
I didn't have nothing to do with it. It was a kid named Tommy McGrath.
Tommy McGrath, huh? Where does he live?
On First Avenue between 53rd and 54th.
All right, come on. Show me where he lives and I'll let you go.
Hurry up with that ambulance, officer.
As soon as I can get to a telephone.
Your partner's going to be all right, isn't he, Detective?
Sure.
Say, you're Peter Quinn, aren't you?
Yes.
Well, thanks for the tip, Quinn. Come over to the office tomorrow and get the reward.
No, thanks. I didn't turn him in for the reward.
Found 20 grand in his pocket.
Boy, he must have been a smart guy.
Babyface, sure. He was top. Public enemy number one. Boy, he had guts. He wasn't scared of nobody. He could knock him off like that. Boy, like nuts. Gee, what I couldn't do with 20 grand, gee. Boy, I bet you could buy a boat like that one on a private pier there.
Gee, they got lights and flags and music. Some hot party, hey, guys? They must be gone somewhere afterwards. Florida, maybe. Maybe through the Panama Canal.
Hey, look at dancing. Hey, is that something? Trailing all words. Oh, what a good boy. That whatever. Hey, fellas, look at me. I'm dancing too. Hey, look at me, fellas.
Sit down, TV. You stink.
Hey, fellas, you know what? The cops are wise to Tommy. They went up to his house. Some guy snitched.
Hey, no kidding.
Did they get him, Freddy?
Tommy's too smart. He come in the door so he goes out a fire escape.
Where's he now?
Hiding out, Spit.
Where?
What do you think, where? Where they don't catch him, that's where.
I bet a dollar sent him to reform school. They set me up for just swiping a bunch of bananas. Rotten ones, too. Tommy will get 2 years, 3 maybe.
I pity the guy what snitched. Tommy's laying for him, all right.
Reform school ain't so bad. You learn a lot of things in reform school.
Freddy, did you see Tommy?
No.
Did you, Angel? Did anybody?
Not me.
Nah.
Ask Freddy, Junior. I bet he knows. They always hang out together.
Freddy, Freddy, please tell me. I'm half crazy. He hasn't shown up yet, and the cops are looking for him. Where is he?
Tommy said not to tell.
But I wouldn't hurt him. You know that. Freddy, you've got to tell me.
All right, I'll show you. Follow me.
Is he hurt or anything?
Hey, TV. Yeah. Go over to Second Avenue and see if you can snitch some wood for this fire.
Okay, but don't go away. Don't go away. I'll be right back.
Angel, you stay here and watch the fire.
Where are you going?
I'm gonna trail Freddy and find out where Tommy is.
What for?
None of your business. Hey, Angel.
Tommy, geez.
Shut up. Where's Spit?
He went somewhere. What you gonna do, Tommy?
Run away. First, I'm gonna catch the guy what snitched. You know who it was?
Me? No.
Don't you lie to me, I'll kill you.
I ain't lying. Tommy crossed my heart not to die.
Okay. I think I'm wise anyhow. Now listen. I'm going to hide in that empty house across the street, see? If you let on I'm here, I'll put your teeth down your throat.
Ah, Tommy, you know me.
Okay. Now when Spit comes back, you tell him like this. The guy I stabbed was down here looking for Spit. To give him $5 for snitching on who done it. Got that straight?
The guy what got stabbed was down here looking for Spit. You give him $5 for snitching on who done it. What are you gonna do to him, Tommy?
See this knife? I'm gonna put the mark of the squealer right across his face.
Gee, wow.
Remember, I'll be watching you.
Where are you?
Over here in the shadow by the gate.
Oh, forgive me, Pete. I couldn't get away any sooner.
Well, that's all right. Beautiful in here. I've been watching the boat party.
Well, it's turned out to be quite a brawl. Haven't you ever been on this terrace before?
How would I get in here? Gee, this is the way people ought to live. He's not likely to come, is he?
Jack, he's tight. Sit down.
Kay, did you hear what happened this afternoon?
Oh, you mean the shooting?
Yes. I told the police.
Well, you should have, Pete. He was a killer.
I didn't do it for the reward.
I know. But the reward means you can move away from here. That's funny, isn't it? A man gets killed, and for once, somebody gets some good out of it.
Kay, what about us?
Oh, no, Pete. You don't know me. It wouldn't last. I'm afraid I'd leave you and go back to Jack.
Yeah. Looks like I've just been kidding myself, doesn't it? Vina knew.
Goodbye, Pete. Will you wave goodbye to me when the boat leaves?
I'll be on the old wharf.
Thanks. Take care of yourself.
Don't know what he's talking about.
Hey, Spit, there was that guy.
Hey, Angel, hey, Angel, look what I snitched. An orange crate.
Oh, let me jump on it, TV.
Okay. Wow. Boy, that place like a house on fire.
Hey, look, the boat's starting. Oh, baby, that's some boat.
Hey, look at that dame. She's waving at it.
Hey, that's Skimpy's girl. She's waving at him. Hey, Spit, that reminds me. There was a guy here. You know the guy what Tommy stabbed? He was looking for you.
For me? What for?
He said he was going to give you $5 for snitching on whodunit.
Well, he did. Well, where is he, Angel?
Hey, Spit, did you snitch on Tommy?
Sure I did. What's it to you? Hey, Angel, where'd he go? I want that $5.
You'll get your $5, you stupid pigeon.
Jesus, Tommy, wow!
Oh, no, you don't. You stay on the ground. They're going to get you coming. You won't forget so easy.
Let me go.
Hey, so I'll cut your throat. See this knife?
Oh, Tommy, I didn't mean to. The cops had me. Oh, don't do it, will you, Tommy? I'll give you those bike wheels I swiped.
Nah.
I'll give you my image.
Nah.
I feel to stop him. Hey, Gimpy. Gimpy, he's got a knife.
Stop that, you crazy kid. Let him go.
Come near me, Gimpy, and I'll give it to you, too.
Give me that knife, Tommy.
Get away.
Amy, only Yellow Belly uses a knife.
He squealed on me, didn't he?
Tommy, where have you been?
Trini, he's got a knife. He's going to stab me.
Give me that knife. What's the matter with you? I've been in the hot water now. Give me that knife.
Right here. Get up, you rat, and beat it.
I'm not to you, you punk.
Next time I catch, I'll split your gizzard.
Tommy, stop it. That was nice. What'll be next? What's happening to you, Tommy?
I was only going to scare him.
Well, listen to me. The cops are chasing you. You stabbed a man. Your criminal are going to send you to jail. Let's see what you're doing, Tommy.
They won't catch me. I'll run away.
You run away? Where to? What are you going to eat? Where you sleep? How you live? You want to be a bum?
All right, so I'll be a bum.
Goodbye. That's what Mama worked her life away for. That's what I worked for since I was a kid, so you can be a bum.
Well, what do you want me to do? Let the cops send me up the river till I'm 21? You want that?
No, Tommy, no, Tommy. I won't let them touch you. We'll go away together.
You couldn't do that, Trina. You're a girl. Maybe if I give myself up and tell them I didn't mean to do it, they'll let me go, huh?
I will let you do that.
There they are, officer. Starting fires again.
Put that fire out, you kid. Come on.
Trina, Tommy.
Tommy, look out for the cops.
You know, Trina, I think that's what I'm going to do.
No, Tommy.
Hey, mister.
Tommy.
Hey, mister, I'm Tommy McGrath.
You're what?
Wait a minute.
Come here.
That man today. He was choking me and breaking my arm, so I
stabbed
him.
Let him go, officer. He didn't know what he was doing. He's only a baby.
I'll let you
take your hands away.
Don't you try that, hey, man. Take her away if she get hurt.
Trina, stop it. That won't help. Here, come to me.
All right, kid, let's go.
Don't worry, Trina. I ain't scared, Trina.
Oh, of course not, darling. I'm coming with you.
Trina, wait.
Who is this?
Me, T.B. Now, look, Irina. Look, there's a guy at reform school named Smokey. Smokey, can you remember that? Smokey. Now, you tell Tommy to be nice to him, because this guy, Smokey, he knows a lot of swell rackets for Tommy when he gets out.
What am I going to do? What am I going to do? I wish I was dead.
What'd I say? I didn't say nothing. What'd I say?
Shut up. Irina, I just had an idea. Stop crying and listen to me. I'm going to take that reward. I've got a good use for it now. Tomorrow we'll go down and hire the best lawyer in town and get Tommy free.
You think we can?
I know we can.
Oh, Pete. Oh, Pete, you're so good.
You know, Drina, I guess we needed something like this. We're going to make something out of Tommy now, you and I together. You watch. We'll get him out and put him on the right track, and then we'll go to work on this neighborhood. If it takes me my whole life, I'm going to tear those shacks down. Now, I'm going to the police station with you, Drina.
Will you, Pete? If you're there, they won't hit him or anything. Well, they respect you, Pete. Everybody does.
All right, Drina. We'll go together.
Curtain has fallen on the Theater Guild production of Dead End, presented by United States Steel. Our stars were Richard Conte as Gimpy, Alan Baxter as Babyface, Joan Tetzel as Drina. Featured with them were Ann Burr as Kay, Ann Thomas as Francie, Agnes Young as Mrs. Martin, and Danny Leone as Tommy. Richard Conte appeared through the courtesy of 20th Century Fox Film Corporation, producers of Sentimental Journey.
The Theater Guild on the Air, on Tuned to Yesterday from February 24th, 1946 on ABC. And the curtain comes down on this hour of Broadway on Tuned to Yesterday. Be sure to be with us next time for more great programs from radio's yesteryear. Until our next hour together, I'm Mark Levonier. It's been a pleasure.